You are listening to Radiant Creators, a collaborative project composed of people whose passion, purpose, and dedication requires forging their own unique path of empowerment and livelihood. A Radiant Creator isn't making a living, they are living.
Yeah, check out Matt Lamon's new clothing line that protects from RF and EMF microwave radiation. It's over at GoFundMe, and you can see a link to that in the show notes. Thanks for being back on the show, and you have some updates for us.
Oh, yeah. Since we talked about, I would say, 8 or 9, or maybe even a year, 8 or 9 months ago, a lot has been going on, for sure. I've been learning every single day as an activist. I'm a work in progress, but I've been learning especially about this new wave of cell phone technology called 5G and the deployment of solar geoengineering, aka chemtrails, as a solution to global warming, pardon me. And what else? Yeah, so I've launched the crowdfund to raise a little bit of money to launch the clothing line, but I'm already working out prototypes. And I can explain all of that. And then pushing around the film, Frankenskies, and doing local screenings all over the country, which is really important, and getting a lot of DVDs out there in people's hands and creating new flyers. And yeah, it's been busy, but especially the 5G. So I won't go off on a tangent, but I'm living now in Northern California, and there's a lot of people who are aware of the potential harmful side effects, the human health impacts of 5G. And there's been town and city council and county board of supervisors meetings. And I actually went and spoke at one of these meetings in Marin County maybe about a week and a half ago, and it was amazing. I'd love to share that story as well. But I'll pass the mic to you for now.
It's really easy to be heroic when it's easy, but when you're actually kind of swimming upstream or paddling upstream and you're put to the test, that's when you see what you're really made out of. So people who are Pollyannas are not really useful, and people who are overly cynical are not really useful. It seems like you're finding a more positive form of activism on taking on these extreme struggles. How are you staying positive? What is this unique view that Matt Lamon has that helps you take on the empire itself?
I love your show, man. You're so real. It's so good. Even when you said swimming upstream, I felt this like amazing energy. I was like, damn, I am. I am swimming upstream. Okay, so first off, I have no choice, okay? I'm not going to be some Debbie Downer, you know, yelling at people saying the world's going to end, because it's not. We're here to save it, for one. But it's all about vibration, right? And your vibe attracts your tribe. So I'd like to stay as positive as I can. And don't get me wrong, I'm a roller coaster here and there, but I try to stay on the positive front, you know? Even when I bring these truths to people and they're, sometimes the truth is devastating, you know? I mean, it's one thing to know about GMOs, but once it gets really deep, you know, and you realize about the aerosol spraying and the medical mafia and the telecom industry and all these things, and even on a spiritual level, it's like, how can you cope? Well, you can be empowered and inspired with these truths, because now you're different. You know, now you're on a higher vibration. And I like to say it all the time, truth is a frequency. And once you really start riding on that frequency of truth, not cherry picking your truths, right? I had a buddy who was like 20 years older than me who really helped me get on this path of activism. And he said, you can't be half pregnant. You know, and same thing with the truth. You can't be a half truther. It's all or nothing, right? So for me, once I start elevating onto that frequency, which is a high vibration of truth, and the powers that be want you to think that the vibration of truth is a fear, and that's a low vibration. So they want to get you on that low vibration of fear and then have you in that realm of truth, which it doesn't even equate. That equation doesn't even exist, right? So that's part of their control mechanism. So I'd be playing their game if I ran around if I lived a life in fear, okay? And then also, I've been cultivating intuition and discernment throughout my entire life. And it's funny, I was telling one of my friends about it the other day, and he laughed at me. And I was like, dude, when I was 16, I was completely obsessed with the stock market. And that obsession lasted like 20 years. And I'm a Scorpio and a metal monkey, and I'm a little crazy, and like I wasn't the best, you know, and especially like just my personality, I wasn't the best at the stock market. But what it did in my life is it gave me this unbelievable power of intuition and discernment where I would ask my gut questions, this gut instinct. Every single morning, brother, at least if it was a weekday, I would wake up and ask my gut, you know, did I lose my ass this morning? You know, what happened? And I could feel it. I could feel this like twist in my stomach if I had lost. And that twist happened quite a bit, actually, especially when I was like 16, didn't know what I was doing and stuff like that. But I could also feel it when things were good. And that is such a weird way of cultivating it, you know, through the evil finance and, just, you know, the financial markets is evil beast that's out there. But it was my path. And I've realized that the only way to cultivate that intuition discernment, ultimately, to get to that place of truth, is to be on that high vibration. So when things come out and I see it for how it is immediately, or I meet someone and I know who they are immediately just by asking my gut, my heart, my, you know, it's a conversation with your higher self, with your instincts, with your soul, you know, but you've got this cultivated instinct that your ancestors cultivated for you. It's in your DNA. You know, you can look someone in the eyes and look into their freaking soul and their heart and know, you know, just by the tone of their voice, who they are and what they represent. So that has helped me so much with like fake news and fake news and propaganda on top of propaganda on top of propaganda. It makes me sick, right? So then also I know who to trust. I know what to do and what people need. And I mean, we don't need any more fear mongers. You know, that's just the fact.
Oh, no, we definitely don't. And something that you're saying makes a lot of sense to me is that these are instincts that we have, that we had. They were better at one time, but we still have them. They're somewhat latent, but we can cultivate them. And it's one of the things that gets me is, as a person becomes more awake, aware, I'll call it, your instincts turn back on, and it just puzzles me. Life would be so much easier if people had their instincts and they could just look and say, oh, well, that person is totally full of shit. That's true. Oh, that's kind of true. Oh, that is absolutely evil. That looks good over there. You know, we used to be guided in that way. And when you look at some of the talking heads of the empire of the fake news, of, you know, being a Pollyanna or too cynical, it's like, to me, a person's natural human intuition, which kept you from getting eaten by lions back in the day, it should just tell you. And that's something I think we have to help people cultivate, because once your truth vibration gets high enough and those instincts turn back on, then nobody can bullshit you anymore.
Exactly. It's exactly true. And you start taking truth as the authority rather than authority as the truth. I had this epiphany moment 2 days ago when I realized that there was more than just one variety of lemon out there. I don't know how I even got this far thinking that there was only one variety of lemon, but it's this frequency that I've found myself on finally. I mean, like I said, I'm all over the place, but when I'm in that zone and I'm happy and I'm doing my mission, my passion, you know, like I feel like that I'm here to bring awareness to chemtrails. When I'm out at the farmers markets and handing people flyers and DVDs and people are responding in an amazing positive way, I get this like upgrade. I'm like up a notch, you know, and things can start manifesting and lining up for me. And I have these easy epiphanies. Like I was literally asking my friend, how did I not know that there were multiple varieties of lemons out there? How am I just figuring this out today? You know what I mean? It's a crazy epiphany, but we're held down into this low frequency where we don't even want to question the ingredients in our food, because when we're in the fear, we're in this victimhood kind of psychology where we're willing to accept being a victim of the system, and we throw our hands up in the air and say, well, what could we do to change it? And we also are in this mentality of they wouldn't do that to us, you know, and there's all these different means of coercion, and through the propaganda and the media, everything bad is normalized, and we are literally conditioned and programmed through the mind control television and the media and all these different information sources that build our mental constructs to make us think a certain way and perceive things a certain way. But they are all put together, meant to cultivate a population that's dumb and scared, essentially. Fluoridated, vaccinated, you know, full of metals. Like, once we start to ride this frequency of truth, we can empower all these things, which is taking our power back, which is through health, which is like, you know, realizing that we can plant seeds in the ground that come out of our vegetables. These simple things that it's in our blood, it's in our DNA, it's in our bones. But I mean, literally, there's someone listening right now that's like, oh man, there's different varieties of lemons. That's crazy. I thought there was only one. And that little seed planted can literally change the outcome of someone's existence. It's wild.
Yeah, and helping, it's important to cultivate that higher vibe. So we definitely want to get into your activism and G5 and your new clothing line and such. We're going to hit on all that for sure. But I guess why I'm focusing on the energy first is that I think what you said is perfect, and that's going to be the show title. Your vibe attracts your tribe. That is so true. And we have to find ways to get our vibe up. And part of that is definitely health. It's turning up your truth vibe. It's being happy. I always look at it like, you know, hey, look, when you're sad, evil wins. So don't let it. And where did that American saying, fat, dumb, and happy, ever come from? I think about that. I've heard people say, yeah, well, we just want to be fat, dumb, and happy. And I'm thinking, you're not speaking for me. I'd rather be happy, healthy, and wise, and fairly dapper, and very attractive. And whatever happened to America that could ever be even a saying that I hear it once in a while? Well, so it's important to get that truth vibe up, to get our energy up. And health, it's essential. You know, knowing the truth, seeking the truth, turning those instincts back on, spending time in nature. You know, it's great to be an activist, and we have to be activists right now to save our own butts. But it seems like it's very, very, very hard to get started and to have the fortitude to be that activist when you're fat, dumb, and happy. You have to kind of start getting happy and healthy and wise to have the energy to actually be alive, be connected to truth, and be a freedom fighter.
Exactly. And I love that term, freedom fighter, because we need to embrace that, because this is why we're here, you know. I mean, it's never too late to become an activist, I'll tell you what. Another saying, and no, fat, dumb, and happy, that doesn't make any sense, because when you're fat, you're not happy, man. You're not happy. Your frequency is in this low vibratory food source and all these other things. I can't even eat the food, you know, most of the food out there. I get totally ill if I went and ate fast food and stuff like that. Another saying that I cannot stand is ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. You know, you find bliss in a high vibration. Ignorance is not a high vibration. You know, so that's not making any sense. And you mentioned nature. I really want to talk about nature, and we can segue into 5G, the new cell phone tower infrastructure through the telecom industry that's unraveling right before our eyes. And this is our future. This is something that we are witnessing right here and now. And a lot of us are going to end up with small cell towers right in front of our houses. So this, the time now is to witness this, at least, and raise awareness and to realize that we are beings of nature. Okay, a century ago, we were completely connected to it. And then all the time before that, all of our ancestors were completely connected to the Schumann's resonance, our circadian rhythm. The way that our beings operate is this connected rhythm that is connected to our clocks, our biological clocks that's connected to the earth. Okay, so there's this thing called Schumann's resonance. It's basically the frequency of the earth, right? It's around 7.4 hertz, okay? And hertz is how many waves are going by per second, which is actually pretty interesting because Heinrich Hertz, he was studying radiation, and he was then in basically the discoverer of frequency, and that's why it's called Hertz, Heinrich Hertz. He died really early in his mid to late 30s because of all of his exposure to EMF fields, to all this RF radiation, which is why I'm watching this clothing line. But back to Schumann's resonance. So we are tuned to the Schumann's resonance. Our Hertz cycle, our clock, is the same as the Schumann's resonance of the earth. That's why people ground, put their feet in the ground to connect to this frequency. Okay. And as we have the circadian rhythm, which is basically our internal biological clock, our body is tuned perfectly. So throughout the day, our endocrine system, which is our hormonal system, or our pineal gland, which is this gland in our brain that sees light and knows what time of day it is, and then it releases different happy chemicals or precursors to dopamine or melatonin, serotonin, all these things. Our cortisol levels are regulated by this. Everything in our body is regulated by the rhythm of the time of day that it is, okay? And I want to make it really simple. The reason why Bluetooth is bad for you, the reason why Wi-Fi is bad for you, or smart meters, or living right next to a cell tower, is your body perceives this light wave, which is this radiation, this radio frequency. So basically, just because we can't see the light wave doesn't mean it's not a light wave. So there's different parts of the light spectrum that we cannot see, and that's where this radiation lies. So our body still thinks that EMF is light. Our body still thinks that radio frequencies that are these tight waves, these millimeter waves, this 5G frequency technology, that is light. So we're perceiving these things as light, so we think it's essentially noon. Our biological system thinks it's noon when we're around these fields, okay? And then our entire system gets disrupted and people get depressed and all these things because at certain times of the day, like in the middle of the night, we release these different chemicals. But if our body thinks that it's noon all the time, we're totally disconnected to the rhythm of nature, which we, you know, this is part of our DNA. We need to be connected to that. And our rhythm gets disrupted, and we don't produce these happy juices or these, you know, hormonal things. And all these problems happen where we end up sick with diabetes, cancer, you know, depression, all these other things. So it's really important to realize that we are beings of nature, and how important it is just to get tuned in and take a break. I've been in so many different moods throughout my life. I get stuck in traffic. I'm in a crappy mood, this and this and this and this. I've never regretted going into the forest and taking a walk. I'm always like, oh, it's not going to do anything or whatever. I've never regretted time in nature.
Yeah, it's like working out. Oftentimes, we don't feel like going to work out to the gym. We don't want to, but you always feel better after you do. And really, even more importantly, it's time in nature. So, I mean, I'd really encourage everybody to, wherever you live, you know, hopefully it's near nature and you can get out there and you can get off the trail and you can be in nature. If not, maybe it's an open space, it's the park. But whatever an individual has access to, go there daily, weekly, however often you can, that works in your schedule. And note the changing of the seasons. You know, when do things seed? You know, what plants grow at different times of the year? You know, and maybe at home have a little altar of things you've collected, your little nature altar. Because really, that is truly one of our most sacred signals, is that connection to the environment that's actually immediately around us. It's part of our life, and most people are basking in wireless signals, walking on concrete, and eating poison, and their connection to nature is zero.
So I want to keep people grounded, at least. And yeah, we're in this soup of radiation, of EMF fields, of radio frequencies, and our children and the kids that are alive today, they're going to live in an environment that is nothing like what we as adults, any adult listening, it's a completely different world now. It's a completely different world. And the levels of the radiation are increasing. Okay, so as the 5G comes out, they're going to need to propagate this wave size that's 1 millimeter. So radio frequency is this spectrum where radio waves live. Okay, and the size of radio waves ranges all the way down to 1 millimeter, is like 10 meters or something like that. But either way, these 1 millimeter size waves, which a penny is 1.5 millimeters thick. So not even the thickness of a penny, these 1 millimeter size invisible waves is what this 5G technology is. And the telecom industry claims that human health impacts cannot be considered, and that they're going to be erecting this infrastructure of cell towers and small cell towers all over the United States. Arizona is the first state to supposedly go 5G statewide in 2020, but the infrastructure that's required is just silly. It's actually really primitive. The need for a cell tower on every single block, upwards to every few homes, it's just primitive technology, and it's exposing us and our children to way too much radiation. So the the company that I'm creating is called Sparrow, S-P-E-R-O. And it's my life as an activist. I'm hosting these conferences. I'm making these films. I'm actually making a new film about frequency, about all this, about the beginning of frequency and how we got to where we're at and what it even really means. I mean, a lot of people don't even know. I went to the library the other day. They didn't even know about Royal Raymond Rife. Not a single book on him. He didn't come up in any of it. And Rife was basically the guy who created the high-powered microscope, and he discovered frequency as we know it. He created this Rife machine that cured different ailments by finding the frequency that could shatter that disease. So, for instance, when a wine glass is shattered by an opera singer because they find that pitch, Royal Raymond Rife found with his Rife machine different diseases and viruses, whatever, you could shatter them on a frequency level just by finding the antithesis to it and completely eliminating it and curing the person of these different ailments. Of course, the FDA jailed him, and he died mysteriously. But either way, the film is going to go into that. It's going to even talk about my clothing line, Sparrow, which is Latin for hope, okay, because the next generation needs to be able to have children, all right? A generation into the future, if these kids can't have kids, then this transhumanism weird agenda starts to unravel and people think it's cool to transfer consciousness into cyborg clone versions of themselves, and we can't let that future even happen. So I want this clothing line, and not just the clothing line, but the idea of this clothing line to proliferate, come into the consciousness, the collective consciousness, because we need it, all right? And it's a passive way of protecting ourselves, because there will be a cell phone tower, a small cell tower on your street, if not in front of your home, in the not-too-distant future, sorry to say. Okay, so the concept is that these 1 millimeter waves are shooting around, and the only thing in the world that can protect us from it is steel or silver or copper. So I'm making clothing out of steel or silver or copper, because the elements, the way that these metals are, in nature, they deflect 1 millimeter size waves as long as the threads are tight enough. So I'm making these blends of silver and bamboo and silver and cotton, and I'm prototyping copper woven threads and steel fabric, and I'm doing all this research, and it's actually amazing. It's really coming together, and I'm actually wearing right now as we speak, I'm wearing a hooded black silver blend hooded protective clothing, and I'm not getting the radiation from the Wi-Fi right now because I'm on Wi-Fi. So it's amazing. And my goal is women and children first, especially pregnant women. And I'm going to be introducing a maternity wear for pregnant women and maternity aprons that are silver that can block from cell phone and iPad radiation, 5G radiation, smart meters, all this stuff, even microwaves and cordless phones and Bluetooth and wireless baby monitors. All these things put off this harmful radiation that when you're a fetus and you're a newborn baby, you shouldn't be exposed to this. We weren't exposed to this. You know, this is all experimenting on the next generation, and we wonder why there's all these different ailments coming up at rising rates. You know, we're being subjected to all these different, I don't even want to talk about vaccines, but there's a lot of stuff out there. So please check out the GoFundMe.com/protectionclothing. Where even if you just take a look at the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/protectionclothing, you'll see some information that, you know, will make you think twice. There's research studies on rats' brains. You know, I've done a lot of different experiments, and I've done little videos just going to cell towers with my radio frequency radiation meters and sampling the fabrics with the cell phones and the silver fabrics and all that stuff. But it's evolving rapidly, and by the end of the year, I will be providing affordable, stylish, cool, comfortable, awesome protective clothing to the world. Hopefully not just children and women, but everybody. You know, I will be making all sorts of cool stuff, jackets and t-shirts and everything, but it'll be with silver and steel and copper woven thread. It's going to be awesome, and I'm really excited about it.
Oh, you definitely should be. The GoFundMe page looks really good, and as I scroll through it, anybody who wants to check it out, definitely GoFundMe.com, Protection Clothing, and it covers what's going on with that quite well. You have a couple of YouTubes attached there, and it looks good, and you're getting some funds coming in. I mean, what is the you mentioned it, but what has the journey been like actually creating a fabric? I mean, that's really something. And do you have an idea of what the cost of these will be? I mean, silver is not particularly expensive and copper is pretty cheap. Like, do you have an idea of what these are going to go for when they hit the street at the end of the year?
Yeah, I do. And to answer your question, surprisingly, some of the fabric does exist. Evidently, some countries are already pretty tuned in. Not us. We're not tuned in at all. But there's countries such as France and China and a lot of spots in Europe where they know and they're already wearing it. And some people that have developed electro-hypersensitivities or electro-sensitivities, they have no choice but to wear some of these clothing that already do exist. But the ones that are out there are really expensive and not stylish. And it's just it's a tiny, 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 tiny market right now. So the process to get it to the people cheap is going to be a little bit of a struggle. The copper material, it's really not holding up in the wash. So it's going to have to be silver or steel. But ultimately, I'm going to be bringing protective T-shirts to the market. I really want to make them $39. Okay, I've done the research, and I'm like really on it, and like embroidered with the logo and everything. I really want to make them $39. The T-shirts will be no more than $50. I'm going to be coming with jackets, ideally $99. You know what I mean? They'll be affordable. They'll be affordable. The stuff on the market is not affordable right now. You know, you can if you dig and dig and dig and dig and dig, you can get stuff for a couple $100, and it's not even cool. And it looks like you're wearing chain. It looks like you're literally wearing armor in the medieval ages, you know. But that's what it is. You're wearing protective, literally shielding from this radiation. The thing about the radiation that's so daunting, and it's kind of like a struggle. Well, it's a blessing and a curse that we'll have the towers on our streets. You know, they'll be disguised as street lamps, but people will get sick, which is sad. But the hardest part about it is that it's invisible. All right. Chemtrails is pretty tough, but at least once people start looking at the sky, they're like, okay, wait a second. It's clear blue skies today. There's no air traffic. But yesterday there was like 10 planes like making lines in the sky, and I don't know, something could be up. And then they watch my documentary and it's like, okay, hold on. Frankenskiesthemovie.com. I'm going to share that with people now. And actually Matt gave me some flyers and, you know, here we go. The telecom industry, they've done a really good job of making us really fall in love with our devices. Okay. And people will line up for the next device too, even though it's 1 millimeter wave and it's dangerous. You know, a lot of people aren't going to see that information because the truth is censored. The telecom industry has more money than big pharma, you know, and it's hard. But if you look at the research and you see that France has started banning Wi-Fi in schools and that the proximity to cell phone towers has been regulated in lots of countries, and you know, there's it's all about elevating onto that frequency of truth, and then you're not in fear. You're actually badass because you're wearing silver. You know, it's cool, and silver is actually antimicrobial, and this and that. It's actually an amazing thing. It's just difficult. If it was natural gas, you could smell it. You know, if it's vaccines, you can look at the ingredients and you can see people having immediate adverse reaction. And you can say, wait a second, there's glyphosate, there's Roundup, a cancerous herbicide in this vaccine. Wait, someone else's DNA is in this vaccine. Wait, there's mercury and aluminum in this vaccine. I don't really know if I want to inject it in my body. You know what I mean? But to have the iPhone 27, you know, and it's got like retina, like whatever. It's just this amazing device that can, I don't even know what's so exciting about these phones anymore. Honestly, I've gone backwards in time, and I've got this slider phone with like literal physical keys. It's pretty awesome. And I've got my EMF meter, and I checked the radiation on it, on the radio frequency radiation, and it's minimal. And what's amazing is when I'm just sitting here with my phone, there's no radiation. But if you have a smartphone and it's on, it's constantly updating. It's constantly emitting radiation. I really advise people to consider putting your phone on airplane mode when you're going to bed, don't use your Bluetooth. That's like a microwave. Don't get Bluetooth headphones. That's like putting your head in a microwave. I'm sorry. But especially if you want to take this inconvenient reality into your own hands and empower the truth and feel inspired and empowered with knowledge and then be able to mitigate your human health, your health impacts, you know, get yourself a meter, an EMF meter. There's all sorts of ones online. Some of them are pretty cheap. You know, you can get a decent one for $100. But if you can just see what's going on via your meter, it'll change your life. Okay. So you're, for instance, I left my meter on the other day and I didn't even think. And I took my laptop off of airplane mode or whatever. And once I started looking for a Wi-Fi signal and connected to my Wi-Fi router, the meter was going crazy because I was doing all this action on the internet. And if I downloaded something, it was even more radiation, all right? But once I turn my computer off, it's off. But then I go in the other room and my friend has an iPad that's just sitting there. The iPad's looking for a signal. Looking for a signal and emitting radiation all the time. You put it on airplane mode, nothing. All right. You go over to your Wi-Fi router, there's radiation coming off that router. But then you go in the other room and there's not enough radiation coming off the router to really go very far. But once you connect a device to it, there's a literal little invisible cloud of radiation going from your device to the router. And everywhere in between is being now radiated. So like if a baby is sitting there. So if you're a parent and you're just handing your kid a phone or an iPad, you got to flip that thing on airplane mode. You got to know what the damages of blue light are. As adults, we were not exposed to this blue light growing up. But now, so I mean, I don't know, this show is pretty short and I could go on forever, but I really want to get this blue light thing out really quick. So do you mind if I go on a little tangent?
Oh, definitely. I love it. Go ahead. Tangent.
Okay. Okay, so the light spectrum, the visible light spectrum, okay, we have at one end of it red and on the other end of it like violet, okay? So beyond red is infrared, and we can't see that, but that's still a spectrum. And beyond violet is ultraviolet, okay? And that's actually kind of harmful, but we can't see it. Ultraviolet we cannot see, but it's still light. All right. It's just not in this narrow spectrum that we can see because our eyes can only see a certain spectrum. OK, so beyond ultraviolet on that scale where that is, that's invisible but harmful is blue light. All right. Blue light, it can be not super visible, but it's actually really harmful. And our iPads and our phones and our computer screens, for some reason, they're tuned to emit all this blue light. Like actually a lot of blue light. And blue light is actually harmful to our eyes. And actually the blue light is at such a fast vibratory space that it confuses our body and again makes us think that it's noon and we shouldn't be looking at screens right before bed because blue light confuses us and it disrupts our REM sleep. Okay? So blue light is actually pretty harmful. And it can cause macular degeneration. And after 30 years, you can actually go blind from too much blue light exposure. Look that one up, Harvard study. There's all the studies on blue light. It's actually unreal. And then these new LED street lamps that they're putting in, they pulse, okay? But not only do they pulse and put you in a hypnotic state and mess up your endocrine system and your brain and stuff, but they're emitting these high levels of blue light. So if you've got one of these new street lamps out front of your house and just the light is leaking in through the blinds or whatever and you're sleeping in there, your body all night thinks that it's morning, that it's like 6 a.m. and that it's just like morning time. And so you can't get deep sleep. You need to get blackout curtains, all right? So also on your devices, I highly recommend blue light filters. So you can get these blue light filters that just makes the light a little yellower and calms it down at least right before you go to sleep. And you'll notice a difference. People that are going on their devices and then sleeping next to their devices and they're not getting good sleep, guess what? You can change your life so easily by being empowered with the truth. So there's a website. You just Google f.lux. F.lux, and there's an app, and you can get a blue light filter, and you can mitigate your blue light exposure. But just by knowing these little bits of information, you can mitigate these health impacts and really save your eyes and save your depression levels, you know, and become a happy person. But that goes back to dumb and happy. You can't be dumb and happy, man. That's an oxymoron. So thanks for letting me go on that tangent. But all these pieces of truth are really they're really important. And once I started realizing all these things, I spent a few months right next to a smart meter, okay? My head was a few feet from a smart meter at this new place that I was living in. And I developed slight electrosensitivity. If I'm in a coffee shop, I get heart palpitations, okay? So now I'm creating this clothing line, not just for the next generation, so the next generation can have children and be protected and stuff, but for myself, because I can't even live in this toxic environment. So it's like, prepare yourself and learn through your own empowerment, like get yourself healthy, learn ingredients, and then with that truth you can help others. But you're not going to help others by just being, you know, dumbed down and you know, vaccinated and fluoridated and radiated.
Theodore Roosevelt, he said, the greatest good for the greatest number applies to the number within the womb of time. A person carries a cell phone. What's one of the safest ways to carry that thing around? You can put it on airplane mode. Of course, you won't get your incoming calls or emails, etc., or flame wars on Twitter, things like that. You'll have to just wait. But would you suggest putting it in? There are little EMF bags you can get that really take your phone totally offline.
Well, that's a good question, all right? And the thing is the radiation coming off your phone is what's called non-ionizing radiation. And there's thousands and thousands of peer-reviewed studies by scientists that can confirm this. Non-ionizing radiation is cumulative. And it's all about, it's a cumulative problem, and it's also about your proximity to the source of radiation. So even in your cell phone manual, it'll say, don't hold this up to your head. So I think getting wired headphones is going to be the best thing that you can do, right? So just not holding the thing up to your head is like the biggest step that you can take towards not getting a brain tumor. And sorry to be so blunt, you know, and there's other less drastic things, just like your chemicals in your brain will be more regulated and stuff. So that's first and foremost. But also there are cases, like if certain levels of donations to my crowdfund, I'm making these copper-coated slips where you don't lose all of your service, but you lose most all of the radiation because of the copper. So you can get little slips that you put your phone in, or you can donate $50 to my crowdfund and I'll send you one. I've got a small seamstress in Northern California making these. But really, I just think it's about the cumulative exposure. So when you're not using it, turn it on airplane mode. You know, you're not that important. Sorry. You don't need to be updated every second when someone likes, you know, the photo of whatever. I'm not trying to be cynical or anything, but I'm just saying, like, check out and tune in. You don't need that phone all the time. Like, if you're having a meal, turn it on airplane mode. You know, you're going to sleep, turn it on airplane mode. You turn it back off airplane mode, you're going to get all your texts, you're going to get all your updates, right? I think that putting it in your bra is a very bad idea. If you go on my crowdfund, there's a little link. All of the blue text is like a hyperlink where you can click in, just in case people don't know. But there's been women who have gotten breast cancer, tumors in their breasts that are the shape of their phone, right where they wear their phone. You know, that's not area to have your phone. I wouldn't really have it on me all the time or on me in the same spot all the time, because there's going to be impacts, okay? There's an invisible microwave radio frequency, tiny wave coming and communicating with your phone back and forth all the time. So I just can't stress it enough that over time, your cumulative exposure levels are going to be higher and higher and higher, especially as we enter this toxic soup of 5G and we get surrounded by more and more smart meters and all this stuff. So the answer to your question, I can't help but say, is like, consider getting an older phone, honestly. But if you don't want to do that, then try to just not have it on you as much. Try to wear it in a different pocket when you wear it. You know, just having it up against your skin is just not, it's just not good. I'm sorry. I just hate to say it. And I know people love their devices, so it's really hard to even say that. And before, you mentioned don't be afraid to be different. Okay. This is really important to stress, because I can't help but notice this peer pressure. It's this ridicule psychology on every level, that if you think differently than your peers, then you're going to be ridiculed. You know, you're going to be ostracized. And I'll go up to groups of people, kids in high school, what have you, with a concept, whether it be 5G or cell phone or sorry, Chemtrails flyer talking about my film, and one person will know the media standard response, you know, chemtrails are for conspiracy theorists, you're crazy, and then the whole group will team up with that person and laugh at me. But then one person will be brave enough, you know, to honor that truth and say, actually, I'm curious about that, you know? They have a cousin, or maybe they know the truth, or whatever it is, but they're just like, I've heard about that, I'm curious. Let me get that flyer. I want to watch that movie. And the whole tide turns. All those kids turn to them and say, oh, you know about this? And they're like, I want a flyer too. You know, like, you can be a trendsetter. And you know what's actually amazing? Is I'll go out to these farmers markets and stuff, and I'll hand out flyers. And some people are so tuned in. The media and the social media and the powers that be, they don't want you to know how many people are awake. They'll even come out with articles saying 5% of people are conspiracy theorists. And you're like, oh, I'm part of that small 5%. I'm hopeless and helpless, and I should remain scared and disempowered. Well, when I go out into the world, I'm meeting people that are like, oh, yeah, chemtrails, I know about that. And I'm like, oh, how do you know about that? And they're like, I'm not on social media. Look up at the sky. I'm not dumb. Or I'm a farmer, and I'm da-da-da, and cloud seeding, and they've been doing it since 1916. And people are aware and awake, and they're tuned in. And I've even handed someone a flyer, and they're standing next to their friend or even their partner, like their boyfriend or girlfriend or something. And they're like, oh, you know about this? I know about this too. And they are all of a sudden connected on this level of truth that I somehow instigated because they were afraid to have a conversation with one another. All right. So let that go. Let go being worried about what your friends and family think of you or whatever. And honestly, if you really give it some consideration, you can come and meet them at a level where you don't come off as a crazy person or whatever it is. Everybody has a level where you can meet them at. Right. So literally anybody that I meet out there, I can discuss these topics on a very grounded level, where if it's a businessman or something like that, I can say, are you aware of solar geoengineering? It's being proposed as a solution to global warming and climate change, the dimming of our sun with aerosolized aluminum. You know, there's an experiment unraveling in southern Arizona where David Keith, this Harvard solar geoengineer, this Harvard professor, is looking to dim the sun, and it's becoming this widespread school of thought that dimming the sun to save us from climate change is the solution that we should adopt and never look back and begin to dim the sky and turn it white so that we no longer have visibility of the stars to slow down the heating of the planet. But what about these snowstorms? And it just snowed in Hawaii. And, you know, you can have a conversation with someone without even saying the word chemtrails, you know? You can bring up holistic medicine without even being an anti-vaxxer, you know, because they have their trigger words and you don't even have to play that game. So it's really up to you how you approach it.
Yeah, you can always expound upon something. And something I try to do, because whenever you take somebody head on, you're just going to cause them to be more entrenched into their beliefs. And I try to just expound upon something. Let's just put more info out there. Here's some non-aggressive, just facts. Here's some truth. Here's some ways of looking at things. And I mean, we all, in some ways, we have to get over our own need to convince somebody else. You know, just put that higher truth vibe out there and see what you can do. Because I think that the awake individual always has a soft touch. So the awake individual always has a soft touch, and they're never condescending. It's like people are drawn to them. They want to be around that individual. It's like a natural leader. Most people who are natural leaders, people will follow them just to see where they're going, you know? So really, I think a lot of it's about, we need to keep working on ourselves and getting wiser, getting our own energy up there, and we'll find natural ways to get this info out there. But I'm sure it's challenging more days than not, all the same. Also, with Wi-Fi in the house, you know, something that a person can do is just wire your house again. Before Wi-Fi, we had to do Category 5 or 6 cable all through the house to have a network to have computers work. And Wi-Fi sucks. You lose like 60% of your speed when you go through Wi-Fi. So even today, it's a crappy technology in the home. And you can just basically get your house wired for Cat 5 again, and then you could still have, so you can have, you know, fast access all through your house without having to necessarily have Wi-Fi, or at least you could turn it on and off when you need it to check something with a phone. And also, there are devices now you can get where you can actually do network cabling through your home, through your electrical outlets. As long as it's on the same circuit, two or more plugs from the same circuit, you can actually just run networking through your home that way, and it truly does work. So, you know, it's kind of a fun project people can take on if they want. You know, do your best to get your house Wi-Fi free. Start to make it sort of a fun pilgrimage to route out all the evil Wi-Fi devices, and you start to be amazed at how many there are. How many things are broadcasting Bluetooth? How many things are wireless? Oh my God, my fridge has got a Wi-Fi signal. I mean, when you look at how cumulative it is really amazing at how much Wi-Fi can be in a home. And with your clothing, I think it's a great idea because, well, it's a great physical thing. I mean, it is a great product to help people, but what a great way to be an activist where you're making clothing that actually has a message, because it can be kind of hard to take these things on head on, and it can be hard to change people's minds, but you've created a style now. I mean, when you mentioned having messages on the clothes, I guess there'll be, you know, plain ones that just, you know, they're a shirt or a jacket, but have you thought about slogans you could put on there, words you can put on there that would actually sort of inspire interest on this sort of like modern day chainmail to save us from the Wi-Fi dragon?
Yeah, I mean, it's all I think about really, and I'm racking my brain. I was pretty proud of myself for coming up with with Sparrow. The English language has been written and rewritten and hijacked pretty much, so we don't really know even what we're saying. Like the word cure means to preserve. It only got turned on its head by the pharmaceutical industries so that we, the co-creator, manifestor, amazing beings out there, don't even realize the magic of the spells that we're, you know, as we spell things, that we're casting. So Sparrow is going to have this family crest mentality where it's the shield, and then yeah, messages or some, you know, the hope is there, and then it'll evolve into, yeah, it's a conversation starter. So there'll be different messages, whether it's just, you know, symbols and or art or actually words. But getting that out there with the message so that people can literally represent the truth and be that conversation starter. You know, well, why do you need to wear silver? Why would you want that? Well, it's because it deflects the radiation from that phone in your hand, so that I can live longer and be a healthier, happier person. Who's not going to want it after that conversation, you know? But especially bringing it into the consciousness, I hope that there's competition. I hope that a lot of other companies and people step up and bring that idea forward. And then, you know, it proliferates, takes off, and the world is aware and tuned in and knowledgeable and happy and healthy, you know, and the kids live, you know, it's a whole domino effect. It's just being that voice of reason and being an activist has kind of just become my everything. You know, it's everything that I represent. It's everything that I want to do is just bring that truth forward. And this to me is the best way of doing it, so that I can actually create essentially a nonprofit that circles back into activism, that not just protects people but can raise awareness on other fronts. You know, I want to turn my website, actualactivistsplural.com, I want to turn that into a social media, you know, hub where activists can come together and not be censored. It's had some amazing traction, the website. You know, I plug it everywhere I can. It's on the flyers that I put out, and it's divided into four categories: chemtrails, vaccines, GMO, and fluoride, with information on all those fronts. But also on the front page of actualactivist.com, I dumped so much information on there on nutrition and health and the EMF radiation, human health impacts, and all that stuff that if you're a truther, or if you're seeking some information on truth, or if you're just curious, it's a resource. So I really encourage people to go there. I've had nearly 500,000. I think we're at 400,000 something people have gone to the website. So I'm really happy about that traction. I plan on building it up, and I'm no web designer. This is all a work in progress. So I'm sure it could be a lot better, especially on mobile. But I'm just doing everything that I can one day at a time. And I encourage people to take on that mentality of doing what you can where you're at, you know, It's like, I'm not asking everybody to climb Mount Everest and wave the flag of truth and sacrifice themselves, but we can all be activists in one way or another, even if it's just by raising that awareness and bringing that truth, and, you know, even just by questioning the official narrative and saying, you know, like, this whole, do you know about propaganda? Do you know about how propaganda is actually legal, and there's these different CIA operations? You know, you can't really trust the news anymore. And just bringing that to people's attention, because we're all in this little bubble together, it seems. And we're comfortable talking to each other about these issues that we find sacred, but we don't want to be ridiculed, and we don't want to get in arguments, and we want to keep this like truth to ourselves. But the truth is meant to be spread, right? Like, we were given this flame of truth. What are we going to do? Let the flame go out? We can't let that flame go out. So we have to bring it forward and make it bigger. And that's just our path. This is where we're at. I mean, if you look at the world that we live in, we live in an empire of lies. You know, just look at everything. Look at the pharmaceutical industry. Look at chemotherapy, and look at the actions set forth to block our sun, to take away our connection to source. You know, just having that conversation about geoengineering and how it's become this normalized thing that we now need, right? A few years ago, this was a conspiracy theory, and now it's come into the mainstream media as an action that's going to exist in our lifetime, the dimming of our sun. How do we even need our sun to be dimmed? Question these official narratives of global warming. You know, has your sea level risen? Do you live near the beach? Is there zero sea level somewhere? Okay. Have you ever been to the beach where there's zero sea level? I'm not talking about erosion, because erosion happens, but zero sea level, that is not changing. Okay. The sea levels are not rising. And changing the narrative from global warming to climate change, and then saying that these wild winter storms and record low temperatures somehow equate to we need to dim our sun. You know, this conversation needs to be had. Okay, this affects all of us. The radiation from these towers. Why is it that the FCC has said that local municipalities cannot take into consideration human health impacts while erecting this cell phone infrastructure? Why can't we question that? Why can't we have that conversation? How come there's no research being done on the impacts? You know, because there's an ulterior agenda, all right? And it's this weird dystopian future that we're co-creating together unless we speak up and say, hey, I don't want to be injected with someone else's DNA. You know,
it's all about figuring how you can approach it with people. I tend to like to take the angle of, do you trust big corporations? You know, well, this big corporation is putting something in your body that is patented, that more and more the empire, you can call it, wants to make it illegal. You don't do. You can't send your kids to school if they don't have this. And are you okay with that? I mean, I'd ask people to just pose it in that way, like, hey, look, a huge company, huge corporation, in many cases that it, over history, has been proven to have done many, many evil things, now wants to make it a legality that you have something that they're going to profit from, put into your body, and it's patented. You can't know what it is. And if it kills you, tough shit.
I've been witnessing just over the past couple of days this large public outcry on the controlled media for censorship of anti-vaxxer information. Okay, since when did freedom of speech just go out the window and everything is polarized? There's duality on every front. They polarize us based on our skin color, everything is polarized, but we can't be polarized on this issue when we're being injected with aluminum and mercury. You know, I mean, you have to take a step back and realize that that the people making these decisions are putting us in a place of fear so that we can be manipulated, all right? It's very easy once you start looking through the correct lens of truth and you see this problem, reaction, solution repeated over and over and over and over. Once you learn about the Hegelian dialectic, George Hegel was this philosopher. He said, There's this master-slave dialectic where you can be the master just through the way that you pitch things and tell stories. And it's this problem, reaction, solution where everybody is pretty much coerced into agreeing with this solution because it's been created from the get-go. So, for instance, you create a problem. And you the reaction's always fear, and then you spoon feed the public the solution. So you can create a problem where whether it be terrorism and then invade Iraq, you know, people don't even ask a question like, what did Iraq have to do with 9/11? You know, nothing. So it's just it's repeated over and over and over in every single category. I mean, how did fluoride get into our drinking water supply? And why, and then you start have to ask that question, why is it? This is a neurotoxin, a proven neurotoxin. And it's been voted out of very many, hundreds, if not thousands of municipalities in the United States have voted it out. They say, hey, that's a neurotoxin. It causes lower IQ in children, as studied by Harvard. And it's poisonous. And we're paying money to put this neurotoxin in our drinking water. Even the people who claim that it's good for teeth, if it's in our drinking water and it's going right by our teeth into our stomachs, it's not benefiting our teeth in that scenario. So how does that even work, right? Once you start seeing the reality of the situation and the gravity of the world that we live in, then you can take the empowering means of mitigating. You know, you can get the toothpaste that doesn't have the fluoride. You can go to the doctor and get the vaccine exemption. You can get the protective clothing line. You can get a analog smart meter by opting out of your digital meter. There's all these sort of different little things. The blackout curtains for your LED street lamp, you know, that's actually really important. And now you're living a much happier, healthier life. And it's just because you were empowered with knowledge.
I like the idea of getting a meter, you know, an EMF reader, EMF meter, and then showing your friends what's happening in their houses, show them what their phone is doing, show them what their iPad's doing, their laptop. And I think that's an amazing sort of sleight of hand type of activism. You just bring, I mean, who wouldn't, everyone's going to have a natural interest in that. Like, hey, check out this meter I've got. Look, you know, let me give you a call and watch your phone. And he goes crazy. And I think that would start changing people's minds. And then along with that, you say, hey, and check out this new clothing line that I'm wearing. Check it out. You know, so there's a lot of form of activism. And I like that you're going about it from, you know, many different levels, many different angles, from chemtrails to 5G vaccinations. And then, of course, you know, we have to really ultimately be healthy. And then you start really living life and your fellowship grows of like-minded people, like you're mentioning, your vibe creates your tribe. And the next thing you know, you're like living a whole new life that you weren't before. It just takes that bit of boldness to take that first step and be extremely different, but you help people wake up. And that's a wonderful thing.
Ditto.
I guess before we wrap up, I would like to ask you about, before I ask you one other thing, one thing about the 5G that I kind of think of as a form of activism is, you know, don't buy a phone when they come out that has 5G. I mean, also, I hope that we get some organizations that are fighting it that people can basically fund. It's one thing people are very good at is giving $5, $10, $20 a month to an organization that's fighting something on their behalf. So I hope that those organizations that are forming like that, that'll fight the 5G implementation. And ultimately, if you don't use it, they can't profit from it. So, I mean, in a way, you can sort of starve the beast if you just don't play the game. That may be helpful.
I definitely agree with that. And I mean, even if it doesn't feel like you're doing much, it's like this. It's if everybody went to the grocery store and they didn't buy organic, then there wouldn't even be that option of organic, you know? And if those activists didn't speak up and tell us that there's GMO and there's organic, if those people didn't, you know, risk the opinion of their peers or even risk their lives and what have you, those activists spoke up and now we have this choice at the grocery store. So you never realize how much the power of your dollar or the power of your voice, you know, how much power you really have. So I advise people to check out mystreetmychoice.com. Talks about the cell towers on coming into the neighborhoods. Every single person in the United States is going to be impacted one way or another by this 5G onset. It's coming, you know. It's coming, and it's nothing to be fearful of, but realizing that you can mitigate your exposure and mitigate your cumulative impacts and doing a little research and learning for yourself, it's going to be something that you're going to want to embrace, in my humble opinion. So yeah, my street, my choice. And there are activists out there speaking up, but not a lot. And there are town and city council hearings where people can pipe in and say, hey, can I opt out of having one in front of my house? Or have you seen in Marin County how they're doing zoning ordinances to not have the tower certain distances from each tower and this and that, you know? But it's up to you to kind of take that initiative, because some hearings are happening. Like, for instance, I was living in Sedona, Arizona. They had a 5G meeting and public input and what have you. I was the only person that spoke. I got up and gave my few minutes, and I planted that seed at least. But literally, if nobody speaks, then the public is not heard. Then you're not heard. You know, you can't be heard if you don't speak up. So yeah, please do a little research and learn about the world that you live in, and please check out, if you haven't seen my film. It's really kind of important to pass this on. You know, if you haven't seen it and you think that you know it all, I guarantee that you learned something from my film, Franken Skies. You know, like Frankenstein, but the skies. Frankenskiesthemovie.com. Frankenskies is on YouTube. It's on Vimeo. And please, if you could give me a follow on YouTube, Matt Landman, and on Facebook, Matt Landman. It's all about coming together, because we're all one big family. And yeah, your vibe attracts your tribe. So let's come together and at least spread that truth together and try to co-create a world that we can all live happily together in. Because if we don't act, our inaction is our consent. And I hate to say that, but it seems to be the world that we're living in now. And I really appreciate you, Craig, for having the show. I think it's an amazing thing to have something positive out there for people to tune into.
We do our best to more than keep it positive, keep it real. And I guess keeping it real tends to be positive most of the time. Well, I'm glad that you're coming out with a movie about 5G.
Yeah. Well, it's not just 5G, it's frequency, but definitely it'll talk about the past, present, and future, and the present and future definitely involves 5G for sure.
And then as far as all those meetings that people are having, like the city and, you know, council meetings and such like that, and the town meetings about 5G, when that movie's out, a great thing to do with people is just say, hey, there's this movie, you know, let people who show up, give them flyers about it, you know, put that info on the whiteboard, or just to show a version of it. Because I'm sure that movie will speak for itself. There's a lot to know about 5G, but I guess the big picture is it's not good for you. So, well, yeah, I mean, thanks so much for being on the show, and glad to have you on again. Glad to get more info out there. And one thing we're working on is a Radiant Creators store. So once that is up, definitely, and your clothes are you know, purchasable, we will, you know, have them in the store too. So, you know, I'm glad you're doing everything you're doing. You know, keep at it. I'm amazed that you were in Sedona, Arizona at a meeting about 5G, and you're the only person who spoke. It goes to show, I mean, there's definitely a lot of work to be done, people to wake up. I mean, there you are in Sedona, kind of like the new age Mecca of the world, and people are like, what's 5G? So thanks so much for being on the show again. All of that, everything that we mentioned today, and all the links to your social media, and of course your Frankenskies movie embedded on the page and everything, will all be in the show notes. So just go to the show notes for this interview, and it's all there. And can't thank you enough for being on again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Radiant Creators. Check out more content at radiantcreators.com. If you like the show, give it a like. Share this. Comment. Keep the conversation going. You can also find us at alternatecurrentradio.com, where there's this show and a lot more.